Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm just so glad to be with you. So many of you have written to me and tell me how much you enjoy the program or get out of the program. I'm just so grateful for all of you, and I pray for you all together every day. I ask God to bless you and strengthen you. So let's take a look before I get going too much into me. Let's talk about the readings for today. The first one is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses 1 to 9, and then verse 12. The angel brought me, Ezekiel, back to the entrance of the temple of the Lord, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the right side of the temple, south of the altar. And then he led me outside by the north gate, that's an angel, and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the right side. And then when he had walked off to the east with a measuring cord in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and had me wade through the water, which was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 and once more had me wade through the water, which was now knee deep. And again he measured off 1,000 and had me wade, and the water was up to my waist. Once more he measured off 1,000, but there was now a river through which I could not wade, for the water had risen so high it had become a river that could not be crossed except by swimming. And he asked me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me to the bank of the river where he had me sit. Along the bank of the river I saw very many trees on both sides. He said to me, This water flows into the eastern district, down upon the Arabah, and empties into the sea, the salt waters which it makes fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish, for wherever this water comes from the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine. The angel is taking Ezekiel and showing him what God has created, what God has made possible for him, for generations after him, because he says their fruit shall serve for food and their leaves for medicine. He will show them what to do. God is caring for his people. And even now, right now, in our century, with all of our, successes in so many ways, we're still a group of people who need the Lord to show us the way. And he's there to do it. He's letting you know by this reading that he's there. And remember, it doesn't mean God comes down necessarily. He could. He doesn't come down necessarily from heaven to speak to you. But you'll get an inspiration or you see something. You say, gee, I never thought of that before. And you think, oh, well, maybe I should look at that. And you look at it. And it leads to more and more and more of what God wants to give, honestly. Now let's take a look at Psalm 46. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. He's our refuge and our strength. He's an ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. There is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst, it shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The Lord of hosts, God is right here with you and me right now. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord. the astounding things he has wrought on earth. Ask God to help you to see. And I don't mean just a little sentence, though if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. But you should take time, either before you get up or when you go to sleep, before you go to sleep at night. Say, Jesus, I love you and I want to follow you more closely. Please show me the way. And it'll come through all kinds of situations and people, but you never know when God himself might speak to us. Sometimes it's the quiet thought in your mind and you think, I never thought of that. And it turns out to be a very good thought. I think you might have gotten some help from heaven. So let us trust him. He is our stronghold in all of our needs. Please, brothers and sisters, trust him. And the gospel is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. Think of what that would be like. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" And the sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Think of that. You have no one to help you. You're alone. You're hoping for help, but there's no one to assist you. And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." He heals him. Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Think of that, brothers and sisters. After 38 years, God heals him. Just bring your needs to God. Always bring them and say, "Lord, if it's your will, would you please do this for me?" I mean serious things. I don't mean little things, but serious things. "Please, Lord, please help me. Your daughter's sick. Your son is in war." Brothers and sisters, pray. Just say, "Lord, please help them and please help us." God is so good. Now, the gospel reading goes on to say, "Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, 'It is a Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat.' And he answered them, 'The man who made me well told me, take up your mat and walk.' They asked him, 'Who is the man who told you, take it up and walk?' The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, 'Look, you are well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may happen to you.' The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on the Sabbath." They had such a literal meaning of the Sabbath. And we know that, yes, we should keep the Lord's Day especially holy, but at the same time, what we are required to do, what we have to do to support not just what we would like to do, but we need to do. God understands that. Here he is, he cured somebody, and they wouldn't accept anything. Brothers and sisters, let's not be a literalist, but let us hold on to what God asks of us. Please, hold on. I'm going to share with you, just for a moment here, a closing remark that I have read in a little book called Hearing His Voice, and it's the fourth week of Lent. And he says, "The man whom Jesus meets today has no one to help him to the waters. He is not only sick in body, but is all alone. Jesus, by healing the man's body, has allowed this man to reintegrate back into society and to relationships with others. Jesus comes to heal, sometimes our bodies, but he always wants to heal our relationships. You might have a difficult relationship right now. Can you go and say, I'm sorry for my part in it? Could we reconcile here? Have the courage to do that. Don't hang on to desires and revenges. Rejoice this day that God comes to heal you, most importantly from your sin, and cooperate with his grace to forgive and reconcile with others. Think of that this Lenten time. God wants to take away our sin. He wants us to cooperate with grace, that is, to forgive others and to be reconciled with others. Please, brothers and sisters, please have the courage. Please have the courage to do that. I keep saying that over and over because God wants us to come to him. I've tried to make it a little habit in my mind that when I make a mistake or when I sin, that I turn right away to God and ask forgiveness, and then I go to whatever person that my temper or something caused me to say the wrong thing. Don't be afraid. The other person might be a little embarrassed, but don't be afraid, because that takes the sin away. Unless it's something so serious that you need to take to confession. But when you ask forgiveness right then, God blesses you. That's what he wants. I came across, I don't know that I have time for all of this, but Rita Simmons, who was an award-winning poet, wrote this. The waters stir and I lie paralyzed as crowds of cure seekers jump, roll, dive into the angel's invisible arms. She rocks them in the waves of the pool. For 38 years I overhear the sick being made whole and sigh that I haven't a friend to push me to the edge. Think of that, 38 years. When the waters wake and call till a stranger's voice breaks in, do you want to be well? Without a friend, it's a race I can't win. He lifts my head, his eyes deep pools that stir the sediment of my will. More than all pity, I want to be well. Take up your mat and walk, he says. I take his hand, his grip. My God, for the first time in decades, I stand. I gather my bed from Bethesda's edge and step to his steady command. Think of that, what that must have been like for that man or woman in whatever sect we are. Our call, brothers and sisters, is to trust God. And when we need him, turn to him and keep turning to him. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God will heal you. He may answer you differently than you expect, but he will. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.